After school, Lipa felt pretty lonely as he walked home very slowly. And he said,
I guess I'll never amount to much. I make a mess out of everything I touch. Each day things just keep getting worse. I'm the dumbest kid in the universe. How I wish that I could be somebody. Somebody that people would respect. But instead I'm only a nobody. A nobody my classmates all reject. All the kids just look up at the ceiling. They all make believe that I'm not there. But ain't nobody also has feelings that are buried way deep down somewhere. Oh, will it happen when I am much older? Will I ever get to see the day that somebody pats me on the shoulder and says to me, I think that you're okay?
As Hananya Lipa's hopes were just about sunk, and he sat there crying on an old tree trunk, he suddenly heard a creaky noise and racket. He wiped his tears with the sleeve of his jacket. Suddenly, he saw that coming in his direction was an old man with a gigantic yarmulke collection. Thousands and thousands of yarmulkes piled in a wagon so old and decrepit that he could hardly push it. He could barely schlep it. And above the old wagon was a bright red yarmulke-shaped umbrella. And the old man said,
"What's wrong, young fella?"
"Well, who are you? And what are all these yarmulke caps? And this wagon? It looks like it's going to collapse."
"Why, I'm Yanko the Yarmulke Man, and I hope I'm not bragging, but I sell the most beautiful yarmulkes from the inside of this old wagon.